You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. In what can be termed as a change in policy stance, the government's Rs. 76,000 crore incentive scheme for the development of semiconductors and display manufacturing ecosystem in the country will not have a closing date. Companies interested in applying for the scheme can do so at any point in time after assessing the opportunities. Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, told EFI that the idea behind the move is to attract more companies into setting up semiconductor fabrication so that the market does not get dominated by a few firms. When the scheme was launched in December 2021, the application window was open for 45 days. Since then, this will be the second change in the scheme to make it more attractive. Last year in September, the government made modifications to the scheme by making the fiscal support of 50% of the project cost uniform across all technology nodes for setting up of semiconductor fabs. Moving on, tax authorities are set to crack down on the menace of fake invoicing in the goods and services tax regime and have worked out several measures, including a 2-month special drive identification of fraudulent GST identification numbers, as well as close coordination between state authorities. The issue was discussed at length at the National Coordination Meeting of the State and Central GST Officers held in New Delhi on April 24th, when a strategy was worked out. The meeting underlined the need for concerted and coordinated action on a mission mode by central and state tax authorities to tackle this menace more systematically. Accordingly, it has been decided to conduct a special All India Drive by all central and state tax administrations during the period from May 16th to July 15th this year, to detect suspicious and fake GSTINs and to conduct requisite verification and further remedial action to weed out these fake billers from the GST ecosystem and to safeguard government revenue. In other news, to ensure supplies and rule out any possibility of a spike in domestic prices, the government has dismissed lifting the ban on exports of wheat and products such as atta this year and is also considering the imposition of stock holding limits against the possibility of hoarding of the commodity. Sources told EFI that the aim is to ensure that inflation in cereals, which had witnessed a spike in the last few months, is kept in check. There will be no lifting of the ban on wheat exports this year, while we are keeping the option of imposing stock holding limits to improve supplies, an official said. A high-level interministerial committee has been monitoring the prices of essential commodities at regular intervals. India imposed a ban on wheat exports except on shipments under government-to-government arrangements for food security in May 2022. Now some economic news. This month, global rating agency Fitch affirmed India's sovereign credit rating at BBB with a stable outlook, citing a robust growth outlook and resilient external finances. India's rating reflects strengths from a robust growth outlook compared with peers and resilient external finances, which have supported India in navigating the large external shocks over the past year, Fitch said. However, these are offset by India's weak public finances, illustrated by high deficits and debt relative to peers, as well as lagging structural indicators, including World Bank governance indicators and GDP per capita, it said. India will be one of the fastest-growing Fitch-rated sovereigns globally, with a 6% expansion in real GDP in the fiscal year ending March 2024, supported by resilient investment prospects, Fitch said. This week, Mankind Pharma stated in a stock exchange filing that there will be no impact of the IT raids on its operational performance. The statement comes amid search ops by the Income Tax Department at some of Mankind Pharma's premises over allegations of tax evasion. The pharma company informed the exchanges that they are cooperating with the officials. The officials of the company and its subsidiaries are cooperating with the officials of the Income Tax Department and are responding to the queries raised by them. This has had no impact on our operational performance, Mankind Pharma said in a regulatory filing. The IT department carried out search operations in its Delhi and nearby office on alleged reports of tax evasion early on Thursday morning. Mankind Pharma is the fourth largest pharmaceutical firm in the country in terms of domestic sales. The shares are listed at a 20% plus premium over its issue price. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.